We're talking about flooding and the potential for well contamination on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Department of Natural Resources is encouraging private well owners to test to ensure safe drinking water and assume a well is contaminated if floodwaters cover the well. Do you get your drinking water from a private well? And if so, have you had water quality issues this spring from all of the flooding? How often do you test the quality of your well water? We're at 800-642-1234. Lisa Lehman is a private water section chief for the Bureau of Drinking Water and Groundwater at the Wisconsin DNR. Lisa, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So we've seen snow, we've seen rain, freezing rain, a ton of snow melt, a lot more rain. What kind of toll is this taking on our private wells?
Well, we're hearing, of course, throughout the state, people are being evacuated or experiencing flooding, and the combination of the wet fall last year, heavy snowpack this winter, and then our recent, you know, quick warm up and rain has really caused the flooding to happen quickly. And if people's wells are in low-lying areas or in floodplains, they're going to be especially vulnerable to having flooding.
So explain how that works. How does flooding put wells at risk?
Well, floodwater and rain runoff contains bacteria and other contaminants. It can get into a well if the floodwater flows around a well or, in some cases, even over the top of a well. Also, older wells that maybe are in a basement or if they don't have a good seal on their well cap can also be vulnerable to contamination.
So is this the riskiest time of year for people who rely on water from private wells?
It does tend to be a risky year. Usually we have warming temperatures, snow melt, sometimes some lingering frozen ground at this time of year. But especially this year, because of that heavy snow pack and the quick melt, it's especially a concern this year.
Lisa, what are some signs that a well is contaminated?
Well, two big things we encourage people to look for at this time of year. Number one, if you do see flood water around your well or going over the top of it, you should assume that your well is contaminated. But another thing that people can do is just look for any change in the color, smell, or the taste of their water coming out of the tap.
And what kind of contaminants are we talking about here?
Well, bacteria is present in the environment all around us, but we don't want it getting into our drinking water and consuming it because that can make us sick. So bacteria, different types of bacteria are the main things that we're concerned about. But depending on your landscape, there can be other contaminants that can be in that runoff and melt water.
What are the possible impact on human health here as you look at this flooding and the impact on private wells?
Well, bacteria can make people sick in a number of different ways, depending on what other contaminants might be in the water. But bacteria is what we would call an acute contaminant. It will make you sick right away. You know, it would be anything from stomach or digestive upset. And so those are the kinds of things that we want people to be aware, especially if they've been evacuated and then are coming back into their home. You know, don't assume that your drinking water is safe and take some steps to take some caution about that.
We're talking with Lisa Lehman. She is the private water section chief for the Bureau of Drinking Water and Groundwater at the Wisconsin DNR. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you get your drinking water from a private well? And if so, have you had water quality issues this spring from the flooding? And what questions do you have about your well water? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. So let's talk about testing. How often should well users be testing their water?
Well, in general, we encourage people to test their private well water once a year for bacteria and on a regular basis for nitrate and arsenic, which are other contaminants that we consider to be acute health risks. And again, people can also look at what's in their surrounding landscape, what other contaminants might they be concerned about. But bacteria is the number one because that's an indicator that maybe the well is doesn't have the integrity that it used to, and it could be vulnerable to other contaminations if it tests positive for bacteria.
How do you go about getting a well tested?
Testing your well is pretty easy. You can contact a local laboratory that will do that analysis for you. They'll send you a test kit with instructions for how to do the sampling. If you don't feel confident about it, you can also hire a licensed well professional to help you.
And let's say a test turns up contamination. How do you go about treating the problem?
If a test, well test comes back positive for bacteria, the next step is to disinfect that water. If you've had a flood water over your well, it's really important to wait until those waters recede before you disinfect the well, because it may not last and you may have to disinfect it again. So once the flood waters recede, then you can work with a licensed professional to disinfect your well and then wait for that disinfection to take effect and sample the well to make sure that the water is safe before you start drinking it again.
So are you flushing the well? How does that disinfection, how does that go?
Right. The disinfection, and again, a licensed professional knows the right steps to follow. It's generally a chlorine-based substance that they'll use for the well disinfection. And then it needs to be flushed throughout the system, but then remain in the system for a while to make sure that all the bacteria is killed and not reproducing again. So there is some waiting time after the initial disinfection. Then that chlorine gets flushed out of the system so you can sample the well and check and make sure that it's safe.
During this time of flooding, are there any city water systems that are impacted or larger systems that really have to keep an eye on what's going on in groundwater?
Public water utilities tend to have an emergency management plan, and so they've got steps in place and ready to go if they do experience some flooding. Larger utilities have more than one well, so they have the ability to make sure that if they do have any flooding that's impacting the water supply, that they have ways to address that. But for a private well owner, you're really the manager of your own utility. So that's why we really want to make sure that private well owners know what steps that they need to watch out for and what steps they can take to make sure their water is safe.
And we're having this conversation because of this immediate risk to private wells in the state due to the flooding emergency. But what other steps should homeowners routinely do to protect themselves all year long?
Well, as I mentioned, it's important for people to test their well once a year. That's really the only way that you know the quality of your drinking water is by testing it. You can also keep an eye out all year long. Notice any changes in the taste, color, or odor of your drinking water that might signal that there's a problem. Be aware of where your well is located and make sure you keep any sources of contamination away from it. So you don't want your downspout from your roof running right past your well. You don't want to have your pets or pet waste areas near your well, for example. And if you have any concerns, you know, certainly if you observe some changes or have a concern, test your well water, or you can even have your well inspected by a licensed well professional to make sure that the cap and the seal are intact.
Lisa, where can well owners go for more information?
DNR has a webpage with lots of good information for well owners. It's starting at our homepage, dnr.wi.gov. Just type in the word wells. We've got information about, you know, proper well construction, how to test your well, and other hopefully useful tips for people in maintaining their private well.
Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Lisa Lehman is the Private Water Section Chief for the Bureau of Drinking Water and Groundwater at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Up next, hospitals are looking for ways to reduce the number of repeat overdoses involving opioids. We'll talk to a Wisconsin-based nonprofit about its approach to guiding people through recovery. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.